Educators in the Bethel region have been using truancy laws to coax students and parents into ensuring kids get to school. And Northwest Alaska educators are also taking a hard look at school truancy rates and are joining with parents and law enforcement to try to boost school attendance. KOTZ's Susan Bucknell has the story.
Some schools in Western Alaska with a common problem of truancy work together on ways to get kids back in the classroom. Northwest Arctic Borough School District Superintendent Dr. Norman Eck shares some history on finding a solution.
Last year, we were very worried about many students who just aren't attending school regularly. Kids from 7 through 16 have to attend school. This is law, but there was no enforcement of it.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
We would go to the troopers and say, we'll take it to the district attorney. We'd go to the district attorney and they'd say, we're too busy. We're dealing with all these other issues that are life and death issues.
Dr. Eck said that several superintendents requested help from the state.
We went to Governor Parnell and he pulled together the Commissioner of Education, the Commissioner of Labor, the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, the Commissioner of Public Safety, the Attorney General. There were six of us superintendents, and we met with them and said, we need help. We have to help these children be able to be in school on a regular basis.
At that time, the Attorney General was Dan Sullivan.
And he came up with this idea of going directly to filing paperwork through the troopers that can ticket the parents.
Eck is convinced that staying in school is essential to the well-being of the student.
All research across the United States shows that unless you have an attendance rate in a school of 95% or better, it's very unusual for that school to be able to do well. Our average attendance in our district is down around 88%.
Eck found willing partners in this approach to curbing chronic truancy.
The school board approached my school resource officer and asked if there was something that could be done about the truancy issue.
It's Alaska State Trooper Sergeant Stone of Kotzebue.
And I told him, yes, we have state statute that covers that.
Stone said if they have personnel available,
we can take some action in that direction, and we can also get our VPSOs on board to help do some of that.
Stone said statistics show that children who don't attend school end up dealing with law enforcement more often than kids who do go to school.
Well, first of all, this is not to get parents into the courthouse. What this is to do is to get kids back into those classrooms. So once the parents are notified of it, they have an obligation to get them there.
Stone said there haven't been very many truancy violations written by the troopers.
There's only been a handful of them. I don't expect that to increase a whole lot. I think once people see that there is a penalty for it, that they're going to adhere to it.
Stone said they're really trying to solicit cooperation to get kids back in school. Michelle Woods is the attendance counselor for Northwest Arctic Borough School District.
And the way that I get involved is that after four unexcused daily absences, I will send a letter to the parent notifying them that their student is in violation of the policy. And also in that letter, I'll notify them of some of the local resources that are available to them and also make myself available.
Wood said they emphasize they want the parents speaking with the teacher and the principal about the attendance and about how the child is doing in school.
Then at eight absences, I'll send them another letter. This one requires that the parent come to the school and meet with the principal to talk about the attendance issue. And at 11 daily unexcused absences, then I'll send them another letter, and this is the last letter they'll receive from me, where they are discussing an alternative education plan.
Woods said that excused absences include illness or medical appointments or a death in the immediate family, and that seasonal subsistence activities can be excused absences.
So those are our excused absences. At 20, unexcused absence is when I go to the superintendent and ask to charge the parents.
The first level is a violation, similar to a traffic citation. Hopefully that's all that's needed to improve attendance. John Earthman, state district attorney in Nome, said he prefers that if a serious chronic truancy problem requires more action beyond the violation, the next step should be to involve the State Office of Children's Services. As a final step, parents can be charged with a misdemeanor, which is a criminal charge. The charge would be contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Northwest Arctic's Dr. Eck emphasized that kids really need their education.
We don't want anything that's going to be harmful to anyone, but we want to make people understand you have to go to school.
Schools, parents, and the justice system in Western Alaska are trying to find ways to keep students in school and learning. For KOTZ News, this is Susan Bucknell.